This is Joe Ferrillo, and welcome to the weekly sermon from Amwell Church of the Brethren. We are located at 40 Sandbrook Headquarters Road in Surgeonsville, New Jersey.
This week's message is entitled Divine Reality and is presented by Deacon Mark Smith.
The point for today is this. When we maintain the spirit of this first commandment, we will not break the other nine. When the first commandment is the controlling force in our daily lives, our primary goal in life will be to glorify God in our lives. Jesus Christ simplified and condensed this thought and made it even simpler to grasp. In Matthew 22, verses 37 through 40, he says, "Master, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" And Jesus said unto them, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, and with all they mind. This is the first great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the laws and the prophets." When the love of the Lord, when we love the Lord with all our heart and being, there will be no danger of our having any other God before him. When he is first in our love, and our life, and our affections, the spirit of the law will be lived out in every thought, action, and deed of our lives. Israel failed to keep this commandment, and they went after other gods. As a result, they were chastened and judged by God every time. The same will happen in our lives if we allow other lovers to take our place in our hearts. In Hebrews 12, verses 5 through 12, we read, "And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth and chasteneth and scourgeth, every son he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, wherefore all are partakers, then ye are bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we have fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall not we much rather be in subjection unto the Father of our spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure. But he for profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening for the present seemeth joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, after it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of the righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Wherefore lift up our hands, which hang down, and feeble knees." When we allow the first commandment to become the overriding reality of our hearts, we will find that all the other commandments fall at his feet. For instance, the second commandment is about worship in verse 4. When we love the Lord supremely, he will worship him correctly. The third commandment is about honoring God's name in verse 7. When we love him as we should, we would never do anything that would bring dishonor to his name. The fourth commandment is about honoring God's right to control even the daily events of our lives in verses 8 through 10. When he is the primary love of our hearts, we rest because he rested, and we will worship him in all life because he demands it. The fifth commandment is about respecting authority in verse 12. When God holds proper place in our hearts, we will honor the authorities God has placed over us in this life. The sixth commandment is about the sanctity of human life in verse 13. When God is first in our lives, we will love others like he loves them, and we will have no room for hatred or murder in our hearts. The seventh commandment is the sanctity of marriage and relationship. When God is first in our hearts, we will not use our bodies in any way that dishonors him or our spouse. When God is first in our affections, sexual sins will not be a problem. The eighth commandment is about the sanctity of the property of others. In verse 15, when God is first, we will not take that which belongs to another. The ninth commandment is about the sanctity of truth in verse 16. When God is first, we will be like him. And since he is a God who cannot lie, we will be marked by truth. The tenth commandment is the commandment, is about contentment. In verse 17, we read, when God is first in our hearts, we will be content with the things he brings into our lives, and we will not look upon the blessings of others with a jealous heart. When God is demoted in our hearts, and we love other things and other people more than him, we set those things up as gods in our lives. When we do, we are in violation of the first commandment, and we stand guilty before the Lord. When I allow anything to take the place as number one, I have essentially set myself up as God. And not only am I not qualified for the job, but I have stolen glory from God, and I am also in sin. This commandment comes before the others because they all follow from this one. Everything must flow from God, or it will fail. Everything must flow from God, or it will end in sin. Everything must flow from God, or he will not be able to bless it. Here's how Jesus said it: but seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. It's from Matthew 5:33. It is not a stretch of the scripture to say that if I can love the Lord before all and above all and in spite of all, I will have no problem living for him. The problem with sin is always a problem with the heart. It is always a problem of love. When I break the Lord's commandments, it is because I love myself more than I love him. Many years ago, the cover of the Saturday Evening Post, there was a painting by Norman Rockwell showing a woman buying a Thanksgiving turkey. The turkey is lying on the scales, and the butcher standing back in the back of the counter with his apron pulled tight over his stomach and a pencil tucked behind his ear. The customer, a lovely lady of about 60, is watching the weighing in. Each of them is pleased to look as if he knows a secret. There is nothing unusual about a butcher and a customer watching a turkey being weighed, but the expression on their faces indicates that something unusual is going on. Norman Rockwell lets us in on a little joke by showing us their hands. The butcher is pushing down on the scales with his big thumb, and the woman is pushing up on them from a dainty forefinger. Neither is aware of what the other is doing. Both the butcher and the lovely lady would resent being called thieves. A lovely lady would never rob a bank or steal a car. The butcher would be indignant if anyone accused him of stealing. And if a customer gave him a bad check, he would call the police. But neither saw anything wrong with this little deception that would make a few cents for one and save a few cents for the other. The painting by Rockwell paints a vivid picture of how we are, of how we try to live. Many people, by trying to manipulate life to work to their advantage. That's what the Ten Commandments are all about. They remind us that there are eternal laws in the universe by which we must live life. It is going to come out God's way. We can worship any God we please. We can self-serve. We can serve sin. We can serve pleasure. We can serve greed. And we can serve the God of false religion. But if you are going to live lives that are blessed by God, then there must be no other gods before him. He must be the first, because he will not be the second. He must be first, because he will not bless those who allow other gods to come before him. What the Lord has revealed about your own heart today? Has he shown you that there are some other gods that had taken his place? Today would be a good day to get your spiritual priorities in order. Has he shown you that you are lost? Today would be a great day to come to Jesus Christ for salvation. Has he shown you that you have made a God out of the law and that you have been trying to reach him through the obedience to rules? Today would be a good time to take that yoke of bondage, to take off that yoke of bondage and rest fully in the finished work of Jesus Christ. I ask you again, where are you today? Is God first in our lives, in our love? I can honestly tell you, he's not in my life. Not like he should be. I suspect the same is true for most people. We need to constantly, every day, reaffirm our love for our Lord Jesus Christ. Every day we have to work as if we were working for Jesus Christ, as if he were in our very presence, because he is. He's there. He's watching you. Everything you do is seen by Jesus Christ. Everything you do wrong is seen by Jesus Christ. And as Pastor Bob likes to say, this reel of our lives will be played back to us, not just to us alone, but before all the people of creation. And we'll have to answer for it. And the fact that we're saved in Jesus Christ won't save us from answering for this. We may not be assigned to hell, okay, but we will have our works put on the altar and burned, and we'll see what it is that survives and what it is that's burned up. So if you're doing what you're doing for the love of self, it'll burn up. If you're doing what you're doing for the love of Christ, it will thrive, and you'll be honored for it. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we look into your word, and we look into the Old Testament, and we see the laws that you have set down before us. And we look at them, and many people say, but they don't count anymore. They were for the Old Testament. They were for a different way of doing things. We don't do that in today's society. But Father, we are a people set apart. We are a people who have a higher calling to answer to. Not simply the laws of the land, or not simply the politics, but we have to answer to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, we have a jealous God, a God who will not allow other gods to come before him. Lord, we ask that you would send your spirit to be among us, that he might truly bless us with the knowledge that are in the Ten Commandments. And Father, that we might take that and use it in our everyday lives. And we ask this in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Audio files, CDs, and notes of our weekly services are available on our website, www.amwell.org, or by calling 609-397-4842 and ask for CDs by the title or by guest speaker. Please don't forget to leave your name, address, and phone number.
This week's message is entitled Divine Reality and is presented by Deacon Mark Smith.